At about 4 p.m. at Union Rescue Mission, men start lining up outside the front door.
So this is, we're doing check-in right now. So everybody that's coming in right now is just our overnight guests. We give them a bed, we give them a meal, pillow, blanket, we give them shower supplies if they need a shower.
That's program manager Cody Stelling. Inside the shelter, he introduced me to James, who's been there since he was released from a hospital in April and had nowhere to go. For James, who struggles with depression and anxiety, the shelter was life-altering.
Never give up hope, because your saving grace might be somewhere right around the corner, your next step. And I'm glad I waited long enough to get this step.
But as the number of unhoused people in Wichita grows, many shelters are struggling to keep their doors open to people like James. The Salvation Army's emergency shelter closed in August, citing funding. Humankind Ministries had to find a new winter shelter this year because last year's building couldn't handle the growing number of people in need. And Union Rescue Mission, which doesn't take public dollars, has seen an 8% decrease in donations since last year. Here's its CEO, Doug Nolte.
The biggest wake-up call we had was the 1st of April in 2023 when we had over 109 men show up. That was almost a little over double what we had ever seen in the month of April, and our costs skyrocketed. To have that spike caused us to go, what happens if we see more people?
Neither the city of Wichita, Sedgwick County, nor the state of Kansas include money for shelter operations in their annual budgets. And the federal grant Wichita gets to pay for emergency shelters grew just 14% from 2012 to 2023, failing to keep up with both inflation and the population experiencing homelessness, which grew about 27% in that same time period. Here's Sally Stang, the city's housing director. She mentioned the grant while speaking on a panel this fall.
This is the one federal grant that HUD provides the city of Wichita to truly flexible money to address homelessness, and it's $255,000 a year.
Meanwhile, this year's winter shelter alone, which is only open for 5 months out of the year, is expected to cost nearly $900,000.
So there is not a lot of funding in the arena of homelessness. There really is not.
Leanne Miller is with Catholic Charities, which receives about $20,000 a year for its homeless shelter from the federal grant.
One of our biggest challenges is being able to hire talented staff and remain operational 24/7 when we receive little funding from the federal government.
Instead, shelters rely on donations from private sources like the United Way, churches, or individuals. COVID pandemic funding did provide a temporary cash infusion, but providers say it's mostly gone. The federal government also allots Wichita about $2.8 million to put toward ending homelessness, which can be used for rental assistance, but none of it can be used for emergency shelters. Without enough federal funding, city, county, and state elected officials are wondering whether they need to use their own budgets for shelters. The question magnified this October after it became clear the city needed a new emergency winter shelter building. Here's Kansas State Representative Nick Hoheisel of Wichita.
The emergency shelter this winter, I think that's a big deal, and I would love to try to figure out a plan on if we need to kick in some state dollars, if we need to kick in county dollars, city dollars, how are we going to make this work?
In November, Wichita committed nearly $700,000 in federal COVID relief funds to operate it. But in the long run, the city is planning to build a new one-stop shop for unhoused people. It'll have a shelter, affordable rental units, and a center with social services. The city is taking on part of the cost to operate that new building, committing to $500,000 in 2025. But council members say more is needed, and they're looking to others for support. Sedgwick County Commissioner Ryan Beatty says local governments need to figure out a long-term funding plan for the building.
How do we fund this thing? How do we sustain the funding? I think this is a conversation that those in this room are going to have with our constituents, as well as, is this needed in this community? And if it is, then how do we find sustained funding for it?
For KMUW News, I'm Celia Hack.